get a little irritated sometimes when you go in and people say, right, now tell me about yourself. You can't just recall and retell 36 years of history in 5 minutes. You really can't. And I struggle with the fact that somebody's got three folders in front of them and are asking me to sum it up in 2 minutes, what's going on. You know, if you're taking the trouble to see me as a patient, at least have the decency to read my notes, to find out where I'm at, what's, you know. So no, I don't tend to go to the hospital that often. For diabetic checks, I do go regularly for my eyes. I go to a chiropodist every 6 months. And yeah, I see my GP quite regularly.
Have you had much contact with specialist diabetic nurses?
I remember three episodes. The first of which wasn't very encouraging. I found they were quite patronising. I found that they didn't take me seriously. Again, it was that old attitude. Well, if you've had it for so long, you should know everything there is to know. And I'm thinking, well, obviously I don't, or I wouldn't be asking questions. But I found the first experience that I had was very negative and didn't make me want to go back again. The second experience I had with the nurses when I went for a change of insulin was that brief. It doesn't really count as a visit. But the last time I went, which was when I saw the lady who gave me the number, she was very good. She sort of brought me up to date on what had happened, told me about the new insulin, checked on my regime and my blood sugars, all my equipment to make sure everything was right. She was very, very helpful. And I got quite a good vibe from her. I did sort of open by saying to her, look, I know I've had it forever, but there are still things I'm unsure of. Can you help me out? And she was brilliant. She was really, really good. So, yeah, top marks for the last visit I had.